We all know there's a halacha of kfura, burial, when someone passes away. So there's an obligation to be buried. However, there's another halacha that as the Gemara Megillah mentions, when something which is tashmishe kedusha, let's say your tefillin bag is no longer good anymore, your cover on the mezuzah, your saran wrap, or the manto on the Sefer Torah, so since it touched the Sefer Torah itself, so therefore it must be buried. In contrast to when you finish the shofar, the lulav and esrog, you're allowed to throw it out. You should put it in a separate bag. They're covered, but you're allowed to throw it out. So the question is, what happens when you have a Sefer Torah that becomes pasul? So do we bury the Sefer Torah? Are we allowed to leave it in the Aron Kodesh? Is there any pasul psue Sefer Torah in there? So what's talacha regarding a Sefer Torah that becomes not viable for Kriyas HaTorah anymore? So again, that's assuming not like the Rambam, as the question is, we're assuming you can't use a pasul Sefer Torah, because as I like to say, it's a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam in the Tshuva writes, you could use the pasul Sefer Torah. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah says no, so that's a whole debate in terms of b'shas hadchak, if you're stuck up in the country somewhere, and you only have a Sefer Torah, and this is it, so it's a discussion if you're allowed to use that Sefer Torah or not. So let's assume you can't use it. So let's say you have a Sefer Torah, so what's the story? When do you leave it in the Aron Kodesh? When do you bury it? So from the Gemara in Ksuvis discusses that you can't leave a Sefer Torah that's no good around for more than 30 days. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that, and it doesn't have to be 30 days, but let's say if it's a fixable Sefer Torah, it might take 20 days, it might take 50, depending on the sofer and finding one. But if you could fix the Sefer Torah, so then clearly you could leave it in the Aron Kodesh until you fix it. But if you can no longer fix it, so the Node de Behuda seems to imply that if it's not fixable, one is not permitted to leave it in the Aron Kodesh. One, it has to be buried. So for two reasons. Number one obvious reason is the concern is that you're going to use, again, assuming that a pasul Sefer Torah is no good, so you're going to take out either two possibilities. One, you'll read from that Sefer Torah that's not kosher. And let's assume it's okay. The reason why it's not kosher, because of different mistakes. Instead of saying Hashem Echad, one God, it says Hashem Acher. It says other God. So you could be reading stuff that's not true. So the Node de Behuda says one is not permitted to leave it in the Aron Kodesh, because the concern is you're going to take it by mistake and you're going to bring out the pasul Sefer Torah. You might not be Yotze Yelaining, and even if you are, you might be reading mistakes. That's what he points out. And as well, he says it's not so simple you could keep a pasul Sefer Torah in an Aron Kodesh. Maybe Aron Kodesh is only made for kosher Sefer Torah, and that would depend on whether a pasul Sefer Torah has the same Kedusha, the same sanctity. I can't read it, but it still has the same Kedusha, or not? So that's the opinion of Node de Behuda, that you'd be obligated to bury it if it's not usable, because it might lead to mistakes. Binyan Sion, he disagrees. He says you don't have to bury it. He says you're right. If it's a mistake that people are going to read apikarsis and it's going to be, and you can have a faulty reading, then he agrees. But let's say the Sefer Torah is ripped, but the words aren't affected, or one letter popped out, but you know exactly what the letters are. So he says one has the option of leaving it in the Aron Kodesh. So that's a major debate between the Node de Behuda and the Binyan Sion. If you have a Sefer Torah that cannot be fixed, can one leave it in the... in a case where you're not concerned it's going to lead to any mistake? Everyone agrees if you're going to lead to reading the wrong thing, then it should be buried. But let's say it's a mistake, it's a puzzle, it's ripped, but not on the letters. It makes it makes the Sefer Torah not good, but it doesn't affect the reading. So the No Dibi Huda would say you have to bury it. And the Binyan Tzion would say you can leave it in the Aron Kodesh. We'll have to continue on this topic at a later date. Rabbi Hananya ben Akash, Omer Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakas, and Shoh, Ophir HaMetor Mitzvah, Shanamar, Anay Chafetz, Oman Tzidko, Yaldil, Torabi, Yadir.
Rabbi Hananya ben Akash, Omer Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakas, and Shoh, Ophir HaMetor Mitzvah, Shanamar, Anay Chafetz, Oman Tzidko, Yaldil, Torabi, Yadir.